Is it was Geek This Week episode 4 for today. It is the according to 19th of February. It'll probably release Saturday or probably Saturday. Yeah, so we have Marshall for the first time in a long time.
Like yeah, just year. About actually. I've pretty much disappeared.
Who
yeah,
knows?
I didn't get to record the last time because my internet cropped up.
And it is right now.
Well,
I think Michael sounds
worse. Yeah, I'm back with that bullshit Microsoft thing right now.
But then again, I only get 200 gigabytes according to Comcast. Get 200 gigabytes a month. Then again, I've never used anywhere near 200 gigabytes a month. But according to someone, you only get 200
gigabytes. Yeah, if you do that, that's crazy. Oh. That's like 50 Linux distros.
That's a lot. That's like, yeah, it's probably a good... Okay, 200 gigabytes a month, so that's 200 million. Billion. Billion. How many zeros is 200 billion? So we got 200... 1, 2, 3, that's million. 1, 2, 3, that's thousand.
So
200 billion
Microsoft
bytes,
sucks.
Bits. Is it bits
I've
or
pretty
bits?
Much disconnected.
Yeah, okay. Do you get 200 gigabytes
it's
or 200
gigabits when you're talking about,
Yeah, but do you get 200 gigabytes or 200 gigabits?
I don't even know. I don't have Comcast.
Per month.
What do you have?
We'll say bytes, because that's more. So, divide that by 30 days. That is a whole crap ton. Divide that big-ass number.
Are you dividing or multiplying? Make sure
okay,
you check
Google.
That.
No, I'm dividing. Where's the carrot sign? Okay. Divide that by 24 hours a day. So, you're going to be... Oh, that's a divide. Oh, what the heck? Google Calculator has failed me.
Wait. Hold on. You're on a Mac? And you're using Google Calculator.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
7. So what's
7,
so magical 8. About Google Calculator?
So that you...
It's fast and it's...
Because I don't want to open the normal calculator. So that is 200 and... That is 277 megabytes per hour of constant download to get your... That's a lot. 277... megabytes per hour. I don't think you can do that.
Divide that into the minute. Put
that's
that
pretty
into
much
the minute.
Maxing
Put
out
that
your
the
connection
minute.
The whole time. Oh, divide that by 60. That's 4.6. Divide that by 60. That's 0.07 a second.
Hmm.
I don't know.
0.7 megabytes?
I don't know. Yeah, it's four,
you're,
about 5
you're
megabytes a minute.
About 700 kilobytes a second.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, it's a heck of a lot. But then again, this ain't unlimited.
That's an OC-255.
So, it's nearly... It
an
OC-255
gives
unlimited.
You 13 gigabits per second.
That's like Internet 2 speeds, man. The fastest I can theoretically get without having to upgrade my wireless card is 52, right, or 56.
You can only get
56
megabits
right.
per second on a Wi-Fi card.
So, that, and then divide that by 8, I only get, what, like, I can only get 7, theoretically, megabytes a second.
Yeah, but if you're running a G5
okay,
and you have an
really
OC-255 line, which is like a cable as big as your arm.
And you have like 20 gigabit Ethernets or like a fiber connection. I mean, one of those little fiber
cards.
I mean,
card.
You need to fill that.
Well, I think you have to buy
have
a server.
Card, that's
so
only
you have a server that has a special thing.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, whatever.
Okay.
I'm never gonna use that. Do you think astronauts have ever had sex in space?
Good question.
Do you? Because, I mean, if
I know,
you're an astronaut,
I know
on,
that NASA
you're gonna
told them
space.
To test it to see if it was theoretically possible.
Of course, they have to test it. I mean, what? Who? What? What's the one? Oh, did
I'm not
I
recording
myself.
Myself so.
Yes, I am. Thank God. Okay, I am recording myself. Yes, we're still recording. Don't worry.
Hello.
Wait, you guys talk. Okay, wiretap still says we're recording. Yeah, it still is working. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, come on. What's the number one thing you want to do in space? You want to look at the Earth. You want to do some dumpy things. You want to spit and. Yeah,
actually,
jump and do some
I wanted
flips.
To get that. You know that.
And you
want to
be able to
compressed air backpack that they have. That would be so much fun. Just go to the moon and just like start, you know, jump up in the air and then do like a backflip, a powered backflip, do it 7 times and land.
Except for like when you don't do the backflip, you fly off.
Well, that's why I said you stay on the moon, so it has some gravitational pull.
Oh yeah, enough that you might, you know, or when you shoot one off, you can see it go flying straight without any, you know,
shoot what off? What?
You know, but. When you spit water.
Okay.
You know, shoot it off. You can see it all going straight, and then when it hits something, it'll bounce
I don't,
all crazy.
No, we're gonna change the topic. Huh?
But and do it. And we gotta talk at least for another minute or two. So I think they had. I mean, come on. Some of those Russian there's Russian ladies in space like in the 60s, right? I think they must have done it a few times.
You know, I've
know.
Heard,
I mean, maybe
I've
not
heard,
NASA,
this is an interesting story, but I've heard that, that NASA, you know, they send astronauts up into space, but they send them out with pens, and the pens don't work in zero gravity. So they spend, you know, millions and billions of tax dollars trying to develop a pen that writes in zero gravity. Yeah.
And the Russians use pencils, yeah.
The graphite dust.
The thing is, it was some other... The current rumor, you know, that's the only main problem, is the rumor is that it was actually some other company made the pen and gave it to NASA and said, hey, you want the space pen? And they're like, okay, but you have to put all your advertising with the space pen. So, I mean, how much advertising do you think they got, you know? A lot. So, I think it's actually more for advertising. It's like Jerry, you can write upside down now. It doesn't have to go.
That was funny as hell. And then they wanted it back. Didn't act like...
See, that's an interesting thing,
yeah,
though. My pen, I have a nice fountain pen, a really nice fountain pen, and I can actually move it up.
I use the cheap pens
once
I find
you get
on
it,
the
once,
ground.
So you take it to your desk, and you start writing with it, you know, just drawing little circles, and you take it up to the ceiling.
Little
and
circles,
and more circles.
Marshall Blood in spare time.
Michael, I don't think that's even
anyway,
an insult. I think you know, that's kind of sad right there.
Oh, wait,
so
you sit
Marshall,
down at your desk and you start drawing.
You are the
circles.
Only person that is stupid enough to defend the PS3, or maybe smart
okay,
enough.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, and I've got all these, you know, okay, so the current state, the battlefield, whatever the hell you want to call it, you have the Xbox 360, which has been out for more than a year, right? We can all agree on this, yeah?
It's like a G5, but hotter.
G5's really hot. It's not at like a 40 degrees standard.
Yeah, no, my dad's got one. It can heat the house.
Oh, man. Well,
but,
you know, during the summer, it is not very fun to be near the thing. During the summer, you want to stay away. You use the laptop during the summer.
Anyway, so we can all agree that the Xbox 360 has been out for a year. They've had... You know, the developers have had a lot of time to mess with the system, see what's going on, see what they can do, test it, and all that. So, you know, the launch titles for a game are usually not, I mean, for a game console, are usually not very good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think the best launch title of all time was?
Like, the best
Smash
launch title
Brothers
ever?
GameCube,
like, ever?
Maybe Halo?
Like, fucking ever?
Yeah.
Would be, Resistance Fall of Man.
Halo wasn't
maybe
a launch title.
Resistance Fall of Man. The best damn launch
title
ever.
It came out like a couple months after the Xbox.
No, it was actually, you could get the PS3. You could go out and buy a PS3 with Resistance.
We're talking about Halo.
Oh, Halo.
No, we're talking about Halo. Okay. Yeah, Halo came out day one.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
Halo came out day one.
I'm looking at
the... Dude, it's not... Do not trust
Wikipedia. It is...
For the show.
It was released on November 15th, 2001 as a launch title
Wasn't it
for the
wasn't it
Xbox
been
gaming
delayed or
system.
something? I
It
thought it
was the
was
only
like
good
delayed
game.
after that.
It was delayed for the PC,
It was
though.
delayed Mac.
For like a year or two.
It's Mac Gaming.
Mac Gaming comes after a year.
You know, it came out for the Mac, it came out December 3rd, 2003 for Windows September 30th, 2003. And so, I honestly wasn't
yeah,
like
except
that
for the demo, which
Only
came
like
out
2 months
years
from the PC version.
Alright, so I'm gonna finish my defense up real quick. Well,
Oh,
not
yeah.
real quick.
Okay. So, Resistance, it's the best
Yeah,
Insomniac game
actually.
since
And we
Ratchet
can
3.
expect quite a bit from Insomniac, you know, because, you know, they make Ratchet and Clank series. And so they've had a lot of fun with this, and it looks beautiful. I mean, if you look at it, it is beautiful.
Is it really
Well,
much better
I'm
than
not saying
Gears
it's
of
better.
War?
I'm saying it looks about, you know, it looks damn beautiful, and Gears of War looks damn beautiful. But I think they're pretty close to each other looking, you know?
I don't know. Honestly, does it really look
I don't,
better than
it
Doom
doesn't,
3?
Look, okay, look, hold on.
Either
It doesn't
of them?
have to look better than Doom 3. The point is, it's a launch title. This is like, okay, take,
I guess
okay,
so.
You have to compare launch title to launch title. Take an Xbox 360 launch title and then compare that to Resistance.
Mm.
Yeah, compared
okay,
to Call of
Call
Duty,
of Duty
2 to Resistance, okay? It's not a fair comparison, is it?
That's not good. Well, it looks like
yeah.
Michael needs to leave, because
no,
he
I'm
needs
not
to go to
sleep,
sleep probably.
I'm gonna do homework.
Okay. Well, just do homework
do
as you're doing this. Come on.
Yeah, you can. You can't multitask.
Yeah, you can.
Nowadays, my concentration.
No,
you
I don't
have
concentrate
to.
When I do homework. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, honestly,
what you're doing.
I'm not going to be playing video games on a nice screen. I will be playing my games on, like, on my crappy
yeah,
Sony.
I know what
well, not crappy, but...
I see what you're saying.
A SD
but,
Sony
you know,
TV.
It's still... The point is,
I
you
want
know...
Analyzing
that, I'm not
but,
comparing
so
that.
Sorry.
I'm comparing the power of the consoles, really.
I don't think the power matters. I think they're both have more than enough power than anyone
yeah.
needs for
Which
video
is actually
games.
Interesting. I don't know if you guys
until
knew this,
we get,
but the cell
until
processor,
we get
hold on,
some
you know the cell processor
big new
is used to run
Yeah.
No, the cell
it's basically
processor
a
is bigger. The cell processor, one of those no, one of those replaces
it's like a
four
10-4
G5s in doing medical tests and examinations.
Well, isn't it like 8, 9 cores
right,
or something?
It's a damn massive thing.
Or 7
but,
cores.
It replaces like 4 G5s when doing medical
yeah.
tests. They use the cell processor, the same processor they use they have in the PS3. I'm gonna drive this again. Same processor they have in PS3.
Mm.
They're doing, you know, they're running MRIs on.
Mm-hmm. How much RAM does a
PS3 I don't know
have, like,
tech specs. I just know that it runs the cell processor and
what
the cell processor
Because that's
does.
What it.
Let me.
Because it need. Because that's the real thing. I think that's gonna matter is RAM. Because the. The reason I think the Xbox games looked so much better than the GameCube games is because it had a lot more RAM. It had like twice as much. And it had twice as much as the PS2 too. That's why I could do that's why the loading times are so much better. That's why it really was it really felt like a lot faster. Like GTA is so much better on the Xbox. But I mean I think the PS3
All
only
right, here
has
we go. The cell
128,
processor,
but I'm not entirely
the cell
sure on
CPU
that.
Cell processor. It's got. Okay, so it's got 7 256 kilobyte SRAM for SPE. Hold on.
Seven
I'm
two
not looking at
50.
The right thing here. Ah, here we go. It's got a half a gig of RAM. Half a gig of RAM.
Half a gig of RAM. Is that combined with VRAM?
No, VRAM is it's the GPU is 550 megahertz at 1.8 teraflops floating point performance, full HD up to 1080p with two channels and all that bullshit.
Oh yeah, you can do. Oh yeah, I remember that the two displays. Like, who has two 1080p displays?
Seriously,
you know.
I think I'd hang them. No.
Well, do
no.
you have right now two 1080p
hang them up
displays?
Like chain from chains. Anyway,
yeah.
So back to what I was saying with the PS3 versus, you know, everything else.
They really did.
So, what was I saying?
Well, I don't know. The PS3 doesn't have enough
well,
good games. I mean, that's
yeah,
the problem the 360 has.
Yeah.
There's no games I want
I
for it. And it doesn't have any of the media center
I heard the
stuff as the
PS3's online
360
thing was
yet.
really, really bad.
Yeah, it's like the worst of the PS2 or something. But once, but if what, 'cause the 360, you're gonna be able to download, or at least not maybe not download, but watch HD
Yeah, they're.
movies off it. You can do that
Yeah, I
now
heard about
if you
that.
have
Anyway,
one at
so
home.
I know that the Xbox
So,
360 is more than a game console and it
I'm
has all
off
this cool
live.
stuff, but so is the PS3 with its Blu-ray thing, you know?
Yeah,
I
but
know what you're gonna
I
say.
don't. Are there any good Blu-ray game blue I mean Blu-ray movies
Go
right now?
look. Seriously, type in Blu-ray movie. You'll find quite a few.
There's like Disney movie. There's the Pirates of the Caribbean, I think. And then like what
So
else? Let
there's
me look at their site.
let's
They should
see,
tell me
let's
all the
find
movies.
Rambo,
Babel looks pretty crappy,
Reservoir
yeah.
Dogs, The World's Fastest
Rambo, I
Indian,
don't
that's a good
think.
one. You should see that one. The Sentinel, The Planet of the Apes,
Yeah, but I'm
Marine,
not
Medical
gonna.
49, The Departed.
Aragorn, but that's
The
a crappy
Departed in there.
movie. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I don't. Honestly, it's kind of amazing. We bought our HD TV in like 2000. Still don't have. The only HD content we have comes off our cable box. That's it. And even that is, I mean, that's full quality for our TV, but problem with the PS3 is just too much money.
Yeah, I know, but here's another thing to
It,
think about,
if
okay?
they, that's,
No, hold on. Think
I'd
about this
buy it
one
if it
for a
was
second.
200
The Xbox
bucks.
360, you
It
know
ain't
how the
200
Xbox
bucks.
360, it comes with no
Yeah.
HD movie support? If you're gonna go out and buy, like,
Yeah,
brand new,
but
an
I
X.
don't
Well, just
necessarily
listen,
want
okay, so you
HD
go out
movie
to buy
support.
an Xbox 360 with its HD movie support, that
Yeah.
right there is equaling the price of the PS3.
But I don't want HD movie support,
That's
so I
true.
can get the cheap one. I mean, that's the. I mean, because you don't need Blu-ray
Well,
disc
the
for
PS3 games
games.
are Blu-ray, so.
But they don't need to be Blu-ray. They could be just a dual layer DVD. You might need to use two of them
Like
for a
they do
few
with
games, but it's
the
you'll
Final
save
Fantasy
you.
VII.
Yeah, they just put it on two dual layer discs. That's
I think
like
there was
what,
a
20 gigs
PS3
right
game that
there.
was like that.
I mean, there's a few GameCube games because they use the 1 gigabyte discs on the GameCube that they need to do on two, but
Yeah.
you know. Also, it has a really bad UI that, compared to the blades on the 360. Have you
Yeah.
seen, you know,
No,
the
I have not
UI on the
seen the UI.
PS3? It's the PS2, it's
Oh,
the
I kind of like
PSP
that UI.
UI, which I don't like.
The
Yeah, but
blades
it's not
on
as good as
Xbox
the
360?
blades.
Yeah. Well, I know that all
Yeah.
this stuff you can say, and it makes a lot of sense when you say it and stuff,
Yeah,
but
whatever.
seriously, gotta think ahead.
You know what I want? I want a Wii, and
Where?
they still don't have any Wiis. I can't go into a go
Newegg.
into a GameStop and buy a Wii yet.
I think they do.
Do they have them on Newegg?
Hold on.
I don't think so. Or else, Newegg. Let me check Newegg real quick. Search Wii. You know, I have my Wii Finder. It
You
hasn't said
what?
anything.
A what?
I have a Wii Finder. It searches the
Oh.
internet for Wiis.
Oh.
I don't have any Wiis. There's no Wiis
They're
in
sold out?
stock. Well, you know what? Maybe they have a few bundles, but they
I think
sell
it's a
out
bundle.
too. I mean, temporarily not. I don't want a bundle because I don't want to get Monkey Ball and Chicken Little. I want Monkey Ball, but I don't want Chicken Little. You know? That's the problem. It's like, I don't want these crappy games. I want Monkey Ball, I want Rayman, and I want Metroid when it comes out, and Zelda. You know? Yeah, what was with the no rumble
That
on
was
the
because
PS3?
they're using the six. Okay, so you know how
Who
like
thought?
the Wii has the tilt controller thing?
But
That's
the Wii
because
has
it's
rumble,
set in a linear thing that makes it
and it
easier
has a
like that.
speaker, and it has like lots of other
Yeah,
stuff. You could
well, okay,
probably, you
yeah, there
know,
were a lot of things
go
that
do
you
stuff
know
with it.
Sony did that was kind of stupid.
Now the rumor is that Sony didn't want to pay this one company like 20 bucks a console to use it, or less than that, probably like $5 a controller to use it, because some company owns like vibration controller patents,
But you know what?
and Sony
You
doesn't
know
want to
what?
pay
There's
them. But
gonna
honestly,
be
I don't like vibration, so I almost like
there is going
thank
to be
God I hate
third-party
vibration.
controller manufacturers that will make it with Rumble. So d
I don't like Rumble.
So why are you
Honestly, I don't like
complaining?
Rumble. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying why Sony. Some people like Rumble. Do
It
you like
adds a new
Rumble?
dimension to the game, yeah. All right, here we go. I found
Well,
it.
when you're in wireless, you don't want to use
At
Rumble because I don't want to
Amazon.com.
change batteries every 5 minutes. For
Used
how
and new
much?
for $404.99.
Yeah,
I know.
that's the retail's $250.
I know.
They're going above
But you can
retail.
bet you can get one.
I'm not paying more. I'm not paying above retail. I can go on eBay and pay $500 for one, but I don't want to do that. I want to pay $250, and that's it, or $300 with Zelda.
And then I found another
So.
Wii for $400. Let's see.
Yeah, see, I don't. I'm not paying
And some guy
$400 for
has
a
a
Wii.
domain name that says shopforwii.com.
Yeah, the initial production cost is estimated to be $800 for a PS3 20 gig. That's a lot for a $500 console.
Yeah.
So,
They need
$500, or they're losing
Oh,
$300 per console.
I found a way
we
for
should just maybe we
125.
should buy some PS3s and kill Sony. Yeah, in like 2 hours to go. See, I
No,
mean,
this is
anyway. I don't
this
know.
Is an actual, you know, site where you go and buy stuff and they bring it to your house. 125.
Whatever. Yeah, I call BS on that. They're not selling it for below retail.
No?
That has to be some kind of scam, or you have
Just
to do some
enter
other
email
crap.
address, create a password. I don't think this is real. I don't know here.
I don't know. I don't. I call BS on that, man.
I'll give you the link.
Anyway. The only real good part of the PS3 is it's quiet. The hardware is pretty. It's supposed to be really good. Nice and quiet. No.
The Wii? PS3.
No, the PS3. No. Like the PS2?
That was only sometime. Wait, do you have
It's
the
basically
old
what I'm
PS3
hearing.
Or the new PS2?
I have an old
Oh, you
PS2
need
with
to
a
get the new
network
one.
adapter.
It is so damn
But
quiet.
I don't want to. I don't.
It is
I'll
so
get a
damn quiet
PS3
compared to.
over a new. Well, except for can't
Well,
play a new PS2.
keep your PS2
Really? It does
until
make
the
the.
PlayStation 3 backwards compatible thing gets all fixed up.
Yeah, see. Yeah, you have to. See, you can get it for $125, but you gotta do some special offers. You know, it's like the free iPods. You'll get it, but you gotta do some crap, you know. This ain't, you know, normal, legit
Don't click
stuff.
on the thing. It gives you
It
like
is,
two
but.
bad pop-up windows that I hate.
No.
I
Why aren't
am.
you using Firefox
I
and
am.
an Autoblock, or.
Yeah,
Do you have
sure.
Adblock? Man, Adblock is so cool. What would we do without
Yeah, I'll
Adblock?
fit it up later.
Anyway. Well, I don't know. Will you
Eventually.
buy a PS3? At what
And it
price
drops
point?
down to about or below $500 per console. Or, no,
Well, it's $500 for the
top
crappy
line.
one. No.
Well, actually, I'm kind of thinking of getting the
No.
crappy one and just fitting it with a bigger hard drive.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I think the PS3 is going to pull a Dreamcast. So I'd wait a year, and you'll see one for $200 at your local store. Yeah, because that's how much I'll pay for one. Because I paid
$179.
Well, no, I didn't
even
pay
though,
for it.
even
But
though the Dreamcast
$179
went
for PS2.
under, there were still some games made for it, which is interesting.
There's a lot of games made for the Dreamcast that are good. I think
It
it had
had
a lot
a
of
lot
good
of
games. It
multi-consoles.
just didn't have the DVD drive. It had, like, Quake 3. It was supposed to be, you know, Unreal Tournament for the Dreamcast, man. You know, it had. It had the had online games, that first practical online games, you know, you could play Unreal Tournament, you know, relatively fast. It was about as powerful as my iBook,
which you laugh at, I bet.
You know, probably a little bit, you know, actually it's a little slower than the iBook. Probably produced graphics
yeah.
as good as the iBook, though. You know, the iBook's about as fast as GameCube, my iBook.
That's sad.
About as fast as
What's
GameCube.
your gigahertz and such on the...
And you know what? 466.
Megahertz?
G3.
466
That's
megahertz?
Basically a GameCube.
You know, I'm operating
Yeah.
at 1.8 gigahertz with my laptop.
Oh, I'm operating at approximately, according to OS 10, 2 gigahertz Intel Core Duo with 1 gigabyte of 667.
Oh, you know something interesting?
In one slot.
You know, like, I think it's the most recent, one of the closest to most recent Dignations. If you saw it, you get Kevin Rose now with Robert, and they're arguing over the iPhone.
Oh, the iPhone that looks exactly the same as the other phone?
The Nokia or whatever.
The LG?
Which is, I saw this. That was that one LG phone. I saw that Nokia like 8 months before Apple announced their iPhone. Like, not even saying that, that they had the model, like, even before they announced it. Like, 8 months, so.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
They weren't doing it just to spike
who cares?
Apple. They actually were thinking of this before.
I want the iPhone without the phone.
I don't know what I would do without a phone that doesn't.
Basically a PDA. Stuff. No, Marshall. We live in Mountain View, or at least I'm in Mountain View right now. All around me is Wi-Fi. I don't need a phone. All I need.
I wonder if you can get Skype to them.
Wi-Fi.
That'd be kinda cool.
You know, that'd be really good. I don't know if Skype will run us. I mean, Skype means a really fast computer. Or at least a relatively fast computer. I mean, it would run on the iBook. It's not very well, but Skype, you do need, like, a lot of CPU power. But, I mean, you can make a mobile version of Skype. It might not sound as good, but it'll run, you know. They'll sound phone quality. Yeah, like, I mean, Skype sounds really good.
How's my microphone?
Like, right now, you sound good because Michael left because his bad internet connection was the problem. But he's probably downloading some BitTorrent. Probably downloading Windows Vista Pirate Bay Edition.
You don't even have to get the Pirate Bay Edition.
You know, I've stopped using Pirate's Bay. You don't need to get the Pirate Bay Edition.
You just get the free trial.
I'm starting to use Minova.
And it's a time thing.
Oh, yeah, because they have a 30-day free trial.
You can shut off that. Well, not shut off the timer. But you can.
Hey, Marshall, you're the current, you're the Windows user of the group.
I don't want
this. You don't have this.
Well, I think the only time that here's my dream right now, okay?
You don't want the pretty graphics of like OS 10.
Well, if I want pretty graphics of OS 10, I just go get a Mac.
I don't know. Or get Ubuntu with
whatever.
XPO.
Anyway, this is my dream right now. So I get out of high school and I get a job, cushy job with a lot of big pay.
I
get a one-room apartment, okay?
Oh.
Okay, I get a one-room apartment. I'm not spending a lot for living costs in my apartment, you know? Trying to keep it low-key.
Yeah.
Not spending fancy meals, not going out, you know, every week or something, you know? Keeping costs low.
Yeah,
saving up to do this ultimate gaming thing. So the idea is I save up, like, $20,000 and get myself a G5. With like 16 gigabytes of RAM, you know, 2 Core Duo. No, not even
Mac Pro.
I'm not getting a Mac Pro. If I'm gonna get a laptop, it's gonna be a Toshiba. I'm set in that.
No, a Mac Pro, not a MacBook. You know,
okay.
Basically, the G5.
Yeah, whatever. Mac Pro,
G5.
16 gigabytes of RAM, big, powerful, bulky.
You don't need 16 gigabytes of RAM. You need
it's
about
not
4
that
gigabytes
I need
of RAM.
16 gigabytes of RAM,
that,
it's that I want 16 gigabytes of RAM. You know what I'm saying here?
But you don't use 64-bit applications. You don't use video editing. You don't use Photoshop.
So?
You don't use that kind of stuff.
Actually, I do use Photoshop.
I don't know.
I use a bunch of 3D editing systems that you don't know about.
You know, that probably could.
But anyway.
You know.
Let me finish my dream.
I could use it in garage.
So I get that, and I get like the Apple TV, I get all that fancy shit, and I get myself a nice big screen thing.
Yeah, you don't need an Apple TV.
Remember, I'm living in a one-room apartment, so it all has to fit in like the living room, which is probably going to be like not worth.
Okay.
And then I have myself like some bot Alienware at max settings that I use to run Vista and any game that I think. Is not worthy to film.
No, you realize you have two 250 hard drives. You install OS 10 on one, you install Windows on one.
I know.
Boop between them.
I'm thinking of doing that with the Mac Pro that I use one 750 gigabyte hard drive for OS 10.
Do they have single 750 gig hard drives?
They have single 800
gig
hard drives.
I don't know.
Fries and buy.
I don't know. I don't. I have a 250 in the iMac, and it's like, I'm
I
running out of
am
space,
almost
but
out of space.
it's another
I
story.
have like I cleaned up my hard drive a month ago or something.
I don't know. I'm
And so
down to.
I'm keeping myself at a steady
Yeah,
70
but you
gigs.
realize I have a 30 gig Windows partition,
I'm
so
keeping
it's like,
myself at a steady
yeah,
7
that's what really
gigs,
kills it.
left.
I don't know, an OS X, you should have at least 20 for virtual RAM. I mean, you need a lot. I think for you have, if you have to have at least 10, it's free at all times. If not, OS X starts getting PO'd.
You know, the iPod Shuffle, it's
So.
only like $79. Apple's closing that
Yeah, it's
gap on
yeah,
the
I know
MP3
some.
thing. They're like owning the
No, this
network,
is
you
their
know.
new logic for the MP3 player. There is they their goal is no reason for you to get another MP3 player.
Which
It's like
is the
every little
best thing
thing,
to do
no
ever.
reason for. I mean, even you have an
No, I'm not.
iPod, and
Well,
you're not a
actually,
Mac
just
user,
about, well.
which, well, then again, 90% of people who have iPods aren't Mac users, but it's like I'm a Mac user, but of course I have to have an iPod. There's no other MP3 player that I
Really?
would think about
Well,
getting.
the
Even though I do kind of want to get one of
Zen.
those. No, I want to get a one of the, what are, who the heck makes them? The ones with the built-in audio recorders that you can plug like a
Yeah,
mic
that's the
into.
Zen.
I want to get one of those.
The Zen has those, yeah.
No, not the Zen, the. Yeah, but that doesn't sync to Macs. The
Don't they?
there's one, I forgot who, maybe it was Samsung. I don't know, I don't remember. The iRivers, one of those. Wow, you know, we actually probably have more content than normal, just none of it's on topic. You know.
Yeah.
It's random nerd
All
talk,
right, so
which
basically the
is
dream is
quite
to get
normal.
one of these
I don't know.
Mac Pros set at, you know, the following settings.
Don't know.
About a total of 6 gigahertz of, you know, processing power, 16 gigabytes of RAM.
Well, they're so 8 cores total. Get 2 quad cores.
Dual core. The
So
dual
you
core
did.
Xeon.
No, you get 2 quad cores, man. No, they
Yeah,
have
I
quad
know,
core
but
Xeons
the
now.
Mac Pro doesn't have those.
So you get 8 cores.
Yeah, I know.
Well, in
So
like
get
two
those.
months
That'll
they
be
will.
like, you know, massive. They'll have like
8
over 8 gigahertz of RAM.
cores.
I mean, processing power. And that with 16 gigabytes of memory, 1.5 terabytes of,
Oh.
well, actually, over that, I'll have about 3 terabytes of hard drive
Of
space.
hard drive space.
I could
Oh,
use
well.
like
That's a
two.
lot. You probably have a Blu-ray
I could
burner
use
in
like
that too.
2.25
Just so
for
you can
like
back
Windows
up that.
because, you know, Windows, there's so many games for Windows. The list is endless. And use
Yeah,
the
you
last
just need a
750
500.
for just a Mac. And then NVIDIA
Don't
Quadro
know.
FX 4500 by 12 megabyte.
No, you can't. No, those things suck for games though.
Right,
They're
so I
for like
need
graphic software.
GeForce 7300, right?
You can't. I'll just get like a. The problem is though, the is OS X can only support a few graphics cards that are the really high-end ones, because the way
No, that's the
Apple,
thing that was listed there, is
everything
the thing.
is, everything's an X1600. Yeah, I don't know. Can you put like I don't know. Can you put like an
Don't know, that's
8800 in
not
them
the
yet?
choice that I got.
The
But let me check out
I don't think you can
Alienware.
put 8800s in them yet. You
No,
could probably put 8800
you
in
saw
that.
Alienware when they had like that, you know, crazy dual SLI and a laptop thing, right?
Crazy what? Man, I hate SLI. It's like, who needs
Do
SLI?
you know what
I don't know.
it's
I'm at a point in
for?
gaming. I think it's for the rich people that have way too much money that want to buy 2 $500 graphics cards. I mean, for the people that, you know,
You know,
I mean,
all the
if I
NVIDIA,
get a computer,
all the
I'll spend
Alienwares come
2K.
with the thing.
SLI, I don't know.
Oh, and they have three.
It's like, why do you need SLI? Maybe if you have two, like the 2 SLI, that's kind of normal, but the
Do you
4 SLI?
know what that is?
Why
Do you
4 SLI?
understand what SLI does?
Yeah, you have two video cards and they work together like two
No,
processors.
not quite.
Like a dual core
Okay, so
processor.
how much power does it take for, you know, okay, take your No, hold on, let me finish.
It's
Let me
really
finish.
good for like
Take
analyzing
your
and stuff
video
like
card
that.
like an 8800.
And super high res
Take your
screens.
8800 and make it
Yeah.
process a 64 by 480 screen. and it does it really well, right? Right?
It's really for high res, because doesn't it like overlay them, or it does half the screen on one
Yeah.
card, half the screen on the other
So,
card,
no. So if you
and
have
or it
four,
does like
it processes like a 64 by 480 screen, and it does four of those. So each
four
one's processing its
times.
own thing.
Yeah.
I think they overlap just a little bit though, so that
I
you
don't
don't
know.
get this weird shift where like one person reaches over and his arm's
Well,
like all the
yeah.
way up there. Or it's got like this weird drop in the
Yeah.
middle.
Makes sense. I don't
But
know. The only problem, honestly, is the games I play on the iMac, they run fine for me. Like, all the Steam games, they run f all the Source games, they run fine. I don't play Doom 3 games. I don't yet. There's none really out. I don't really play that many games. They run fine at 1680, 1050, well, all the settings at the normal. I mean, I could tweak it and make it run better, but I don't need to. It runs fine. Yeah, there's not aliasing at 16 times, none of the anisotropic filtering like 100 times, but it looks okay. And that's what I realize now. It's like I don't need a $1 million gaming computer. Just
I ran out of
the
available
iMac is
PCI
enough.
slots. Yeah, I know.
Wow. I don't know, man. I have no need. I just want a laptop now. You know what I want? A $100 computer.
$100 computer.
You know the hunt.
Yeah.
You know the one laptop per child. I want one of those. They are. I think when they come out, and if they come out for 250, I can get. For 250, they'll give me one and send one to Africa for 250. I think I will buy one. Maybe two. Most likely one, but it has like a gigabyte of internal storage, has an SD card slot, it has an e-paper screen, all that cool
You
stuff.
see, this is the
I
thing
want
that I
one of
don't get
those.
with the $100 thing. There's a $600 thing, a $600 laptop. You can go get that.
Yeah,
No,
from
this is
Dell,
from
the crappy
Toshiba.
ones, but it's a laptop. Oh, it's Toshiba. Oh, so it's
Yeah,
pretty
let me
good
tell
then.
you, it my Toshiba laptop has been just freaking awesome. Like I know how much problems would happen with like any other laptop that I would use. But
Yeah. See, Marshall, you realize I'm a Mac user, so there's one laptop I would get. It's a MacBook Pro.
I would say
That's
to
it.
you that you should at least go look
Or
at,
Ubuntu on a. Hey, Marshall, I'm a Mac user. I'm stuck. Two computers. Unless I put OS 10. Unless I put OS 10 Pirate Bay Edition on. But I don't know how well that runs on laptops. That's it. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think I got a couple things hidden around here somewhere.
Okay.
All right, so I got a bunch of
Yeah,
little things.
maybe. I'm at 100.
One quick thing
Okay.
is I have a bunch of free games. There's a bunch of cool stuff. I'm gonna send.
Oh, free games. Yeah,
Yeah,
we did an episode on
and then
free
I
games. I think
found
it was
this
episode
really
11 or
cool
10.
link to like all these really lots of things. I'll send you a link. You can send it in there, put it in there somewhere.
Okay, I'll post it to Delicious. That is del.ico.us/geeksweek,
So I'll send you the link.
which is
There's the link.
yeah, I love Delicious.
It's got a bunch of cool
Okay,
stuff,
I've got the
including
link. The link is not loading. Oh wait, no,
including
yeah, now
Fear.
it's loading.
But then there's like,
Yeah, Fear, man, Fear sucked. I have to say, I
well, I
played it,
haven't played it.
thought it
But
sucked.
then there's like America's Army. Then there's a
Anyway,
bunch of, and once you get past those
also
two, there's a
sucks.
bunch
Sorry.
that you may have heard about or looked at or
That
maybe
are
said, oh,
good.
that's cool. I suggest at least getting one game from each of the sections. There's a first-person shooter section, there's an MMO
Have to
section,
say.
there's a strategy section, and then there's like all these little forum things that people say, oh, look at this.
My two favorite free games, Enemy Territory and the Cube games.
Well, I never got to be able to
Cube
do
and
anything with
Sauron.
Cube. I mean, I did
Those
some
two.
skinning and stuff, but that was it.
Well, Cube 2,
They
Sauron, that's the
skinned.
best. Alien Arena is okay. Nexus is okay. Open Arena is actually very fun too. Have you played Open Arena? It's basically Quake 3 for
you
free.
Play Tremulous? That's a lot of fun.
Yes, I played it like once. It was running really crappy in OS 10 because it was like I had to download it again.
Well, anyway.
You know, it probably runs better. That's Quake. It's another Quake 3 game.
So there's a lot of free games in here. One of which is there's a whole section they set it up in the section. There's first person shooters, there's MMOs, and there's strategy. These are all online games, so it's not like you just sit here and go, oh, this is cool. But you know, there's the MMO section with which Michael's probably gonna say like, oh, you nerd playing MMOs again. But you know, look at.
You know what's funny? Apple has a section of Trimulus on their website on for games. Because, you know, they need to push every game for OS.
They do? I'm going to have to look at that.
Okay, it's downloading. Yeah. Yeah, I'll send you the link. Oh. The printer turned on when I was downloading something. It was the heck? Oh, wait.
Out of the MMOs, there's one game that you have to look at. Because all the other ones,
Okay.
Yeah, all the other ones, they all include Source.
Kind of bad, right?
Okay. That's a fact. All the other ones are all swords. But then there's Anarchy Online, and so you're sitting here with this rifle rocket launcher cannon thing, and you're just, like, blowing people's smithereens.
Kind of like that one, what was it called? That was one of the Sony online games.
Yeah.
PlanetSide. Remember PlanetSide? It was a first-person shooter, but not that good. Really slow, I think, was the main problem.
People didn't like it because it was too weird. But there's like this,
too slow
this there's
the
promotion that they're running right now where you can go in and start up for free, like your character up to a decent setup, and it's got vehicles and all that, but it's not really an MMO because there's not thousands and thousands of people playing at a time. It's more
it's
of a
more
pitted
of a
mass army thing.
I see. Well, I will add this to Delicious. So.
Oh, here's the cool thing. Anarchy
Online.
What
do we do with that Delicious?
It downloads as a BitTorrent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, BitTorrent. I'd use it, but if I use BitTorrent, I will kill.
You can get the 1 kilobyte.
Any bit of internet
you can get
connection
the one
I have for
kilobyte,
Skype.
Thing later. But. And then run BitTorrent. I'm probably crap now. And then run BitTorrent, but it's cool. At least look at it, you know. So out of there.
Probably will. I need to see. There's a problem. I don't have enough time to play these games. That's the problem. It's like I don't know. There's almost a point in games. I play almost all my games are either cheap or free. You know what? What game I like? The Ship. It's on
the
Steam.
Ship? Is that the one with the?
They had a few free.
Yeah, I think I know what that is.
Okay. It's a first-person shooter. Okay. It uses the Source engine.
I saw it. I know what it is.
Basically, you're on a ship. You shoot the people. You have to kill one guy, and one guy's trying to kill you. That's all you do. It's very, very fun. You know, they got, like, crowbars, but they also have some guns and stuff.
They need to have a gun.
Very addicting, but the problem with it...
Like 100% on physics. Half-Life 2
like
was
Half-Life
not 100% focused on physics. They need to update the Source engine. They need to update Havoc. They need to get they need to have it so it's you can slap together this thing and that thing and then kick it and it flies, you know, kind of thing.
But that isn't that pretty much Half-Life. I've never played Half-Life 2. I got the demo. I kind of didn't like it. But you know what? I do want to get. For $25 now, you can get Counter-Strike Source and that one mod, Gary's mod.
You know
$25 as a combo.
Getting the Counter-Strike Source.
I might have to get that.
I don't want to get the Counter-Strike Source, but you have to get thing.
Yeah, I know.
So
it was $25
like
a Counter-Strike Source.
Gary's mod is on the top sellers
list.
$30. Like seriously, once it became a buying game,
that guy
it was
is
like
making a crap ton of money.
Bam.
Well, did you pay your $10 for Gary's mod?
It's not gonna be Nine. Well, wait. Hold on. $10.
Sent $9.95. I mean, you have Half-Life
Yes, I
2
do.
already. The thing is, I don't have only Half-Life.
Yeah.
Only have the
Well,
ship
actually,
and Steam.
here's the thing. A
I didn't
lot of the
delete some stuff
good
though.
mods for, Half-Life 2 are not on
Yeah.
Steam. Yeah. In fact,
Really?
search Empire.
Are they like
Search the
anti-Steam?
following thing. If you
I don't know. Man, I love Steam so much. I mean, in some ways you hate it because, it's so copy protected, but man, when you pay your $20 and it downloads it, it's so cool.
10 bucks. Yeah.
It
I'll
is
send
like,
you this quick link. This is for Empires. You can put this in there.
Okay,
It's
send it.
not on Steam, but it looks like damn awesome. There's vehicles,
Yeah,
there's
let me
maybe
look up.
planes, it's in the next patch. It's just all sorts of cool stuff.
Man, I'm starting to use this thing that Michael sent to me, Growl, where it basically, whenever someone IMs you or something tells, it pops up a little window. It is so cool. And it is really cool. It's one of those random Mac apps that
Yeah.
you don't have
You know
any
what I
reason to
wanted to
run,
do
but
for a
you do
while?
anyway.
I wanted to make
Now, do you
a
think.
Mac widget.
What?
But it runs. You know that little thing that Michael
You
used to
know,
have where it was like a little alien
I.
that bounced around the screen?
You know
I know
what?
you did.
I've made a widget.
I know.
A
So
Geek This Week
you need to
widget.
help me.
With the widget maker. Well, first off, you need a Mac. Or you need to learn
Well, I'll just
JavaScript,
go
which you
buy my
probably
Mac
know some
because he actually
JavaScript.
approved me doing this.
Yeah, and then you all you need to do is install something called Dash Code. It's very simple. It's a GUI interface for making your own widget. It is really easy to do. Even I can do it. I'm not a developer.
Wait a
I'm
minute, let
like
me
a
explain
normal
my
user.
premise for the
Dashboard for
widget.
Leopard boasts cool.
And if anybody
Oh
does this,
crap.
I'll sue them. Oh crap, what?
Oh crap. It started playing something on the so Dash Code. It's basically something going to be in 10.5 that makes you create your own widgets. I'll delish tag
Cool.
it. So.
Well, anyway, let me just say, okay. Well, the
You
idea
can
that I
do all
wanted
kinds
to
of.
do
I
was
have a very
basically,
simple
you
widget.
take. So you know how the BRB, be right back thing. You can view it as
Yeah.
a big red ball. It's kind of that thing. Anyway, so
Yeah.
I wanted to make it that was a big red ball. That you what you do is you grab the ball with your mouse and you can like chuck it and have it bounce around the screen.
There is a game. Have you heard of Unity? It's a game engine. It's a very simple game engine. You can make games without learning. Well, basically, if you know JavaScript, you can make
That's
games
cool.
with it. That's it. That's all you need to learn. It's a 3D engine. The graphics are like, I'd say, the graphics are good. Let's put it that way. They're not like amazing, but they're definitely good. They're better than Quake
Yeah.
3, But the graphics are good, and you can make widget games. You can make widgets with it. Just so what you could do is you make basically make a game widget of that, and just have it, drag and wham, and
What
it'll
else
do
would be
it.
really cool? Well, it's just a big red ball. So it's just a little ball. You can make it like textured and stuff so that it rotates and stuff. But it's just a big red ball. You grab it, you chuck it, and
Yeah.
you can have it and you can have it you can have it
Yeah, I can
you can
probably
have it
do that in
interact
Unity
with the
really easy. The
windows and stuff,
thing is,
so
it's
like
two
you
hundred
bounce it against
bucks.
your Mozilla and it bounces with the Mozilla around,
The only thing is, it costs
That's
250 bucks
wonderful.
for Unity. But you could probably tell them, yeah, I'm not gonna do
Well,
anything. So,
they won't listen to
can I? It's 250. It's two. It's only 250 though.
you.
I mean, that's
Okay,
like what
do you have a
a
game that
iPod.
you're waiting for that you really wanted to get? Is there a game?
You know what? Enemy Territory Quake
Okay.
Wars.
You want to know mine? You want to know mine?
That's the game I want to get now.
The Half-Life 2 Orange Box.
What?
It includes Half-Life 2 Episode 2. And it also includes a game
Oh.
called Portal, which if you go on
Oh, is
Steam,
that one? Is that
yeah,
like a puzzle game?
no, you
Can you
cannot
buy
buy
it
it
on
cheap.
Steam now?
You can watch the trailer though, and it also comes with Team Fortress. It also comes with
But I'm
Team
not in
Fortress 2,
Windows, so.
which
Team Fortress 2. Isn't that a, can you
no,
buy that on Steam right now? 'Cause
no,
I thought
the
I saw that
trailer.
on Steam. Or what, or Steam
It's
Fortress
Team Fortress
Source was on
Classic.
Steam.
You
I
get
don't
Team
know.
Fortress
I need to go
Classic.
look on Steam more.
My dad.
I haven't bought anything on Steam in a while, so.
So when I showed him the Team Fortress 2 trailer, he like sunk in his chair, going, "Oh, that's awesome."
Heck yeah! I'm paying my $20 right now to Valve.
For those?
Well, you can get it on Steam right now. Probably. Can you pre-order it on Steam?
I don't know if you can.
Or something, I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, the Unity game engine. It has built in the Aegea physics. It has, you know, you can make these with, if you know JavaScript, you can do it. But if you know the other any other language, you can use that too. But and for $250, you can publish your game engine to either OS 10, a web player, or a dashboard that's widget.
That's way too expensive than what I want
and
to do.
For $1,500, you can also publish to PC games. But
$1,500. $1,500? The price of a new car? I don't think that's going to work for me.
Well, you can get a version of it off the interweb.
Okay. Any other long-awaited games that you would like to get?
You know what I have? I haven't got it, but I can get it, is Oblivion.
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't just got it yet. I mean, there's no real reason for me not to get it. I mean, I have Windows, and it runs on the iMac. Maybe not the best, but it'll
run. I
want to
get the new Command Conquer 3 when it comes out.
So, man. There's two RTS games that I can play. As in, I can stomach. There's StarCraft, and there's Age of Empires 3. That's it.
You know
anything
CNC,
else, it's like,
Command
I can't
Conquer
play this game. How the fuck
know.
Are they going to do it on the 360?
Trying, but, oh well.
You need a mouse
well,
and you need a keyboard.
I think you can actually
or you need a Wiimote.
Which is cool.
Oh, well, maybe it'll work then. With an HDTV, I guess, that's enough pixels to see it. Well, I think that should be the end of this episode. Probably a double episode. I'll make it two episodes in editing of Geek This Week. Anything else you want to say? You can check out lots of cool links at delicious.com/geekthisweek. That's del.icio.us/geekthisweek, which we love so very much. You can check out our website. I have a very simple website with a few links, which is Geek This Week at geekthisweek.googlepages.com. Marshall's building a website, but it's still in construction,
I'm gonna make it work,
so don't go there
free.
Yet.
That's my deal. By the way, I want to know if you want to use menu buttons or what. Because I can seriously...
Well, listen. This is how we do this. We need to have... The way we do this right now is we post it to a blogger. That creates an RSS feed which goes through Feedburner, which gets onto iTunes.
Yeah,
so that's going to stay no matter
but
what.
I can... But you can set that for GeoCities. But then, you know... I just
no,
want
that's
to know
gonna stay
if
exactly
you're not
the same.
Want to use I can because I can make it look like you know Apple.com, but I don't know what exactly you want because I don't know if you want it on the top or on the side.
Honestly, I have no idea what
so
I want either.
So I'll just start making stuff and you sell yay or nay.
Yeah, I'll just do that. So anyway, and also we have a widget. If you have OS 10, like you should, you can download the widget. It's cool. And you need 10.4. But it's a widget. You can listen to episodes. You can press the little I button. It flips over. You can read some stuff about it.
Yeah. Nobody take my idea for the blue red ball. I will kill you.
You know, there probably is already a big red ball widget. Because you know how it's really easy to make widgets now. But yeah, we have a very simple site, geekthisweek.googlepages.com. You can find us in the iTunes store if you do a search for Geek This Week, all one word. Don't do it multiple words. You'll find real podcasts, or good podcasts, I should say. So, yeah, we are done.
Hey, everyone, that was Geek This Week, episode 4. You can find our links at geekthisweek.googlepages.com.